Good morning.
Good morning.
Gee, take a long time to get dressed every day, wouldn't it? And then getting around would be tough work, actually keeping that all in place. Thank goodness we have the Holy Spirit that makes it achievable and doable. Yay. Just thinking of worship this morning. And as our first song said, he's our friend. And is he our friend? Do we really know that he is our friend, that he's there in everything for us? Does he have an open door, an open invitation into our lives? That the door of our lives is really open. Because that's what you do with a friend. It's an open door anytime. And I was pondering that he pleads our cause. What a friend we have. He pleads our cause. He rights our wrongs. What a friend that would right all of our wrongs. Before we bring our needs, we need to bring our hearts. That takes me to Psalm 103. Oh, my soul, bless God, my friend. I will bless him from my head to my toes. Every part of me will bless my God. I will bless his holy name. And I will not forget a single blessing that he's blessed us with. He forgives our sins, every one of them. And he heals our diseases, every one of them. He redeems us from hell and he saves our lives and he crowns us with love and mercy, a paradise crown. And he wraps you in goodness and beauty eternal. He renews your youth. You're always young in his presence. And God makes everything come out right. What a promise. So with that, let's pray. Lord, I thank you that you are such a friend to us, that you have redeemed us so utterly, so totally, that we can trust you, that you make everything come out right. And Lord, as we ponder that today, Lord, may it evoke such worship from our hearts. That, Lord, rather than coming with a basket full of needs, Lord, we come with a heart full of love that you meet every need. Because that's your nature, that's your love, that's your promise. You're a wow God who just loves us that much. You love us that much, God, that you right every wrong and make everything that's impossible so possible and right. Thank you, Lord, for what you are in each and every life here today, in each and every household. Evoke that love, that worship from our hearts, that we are so truly thankful that we have found such a friend. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, we thank you. Thank you. And may those blessings that we contain, for Lord, we surely contain all that you have. Lord, may we freely reach out a hand and let those blessings flow out to others. That, Lord, we would be that flowing river of life wherever we go, that we freely release what we've been freely given. Your friendship, your love, your nature and your goodness. Thank you, Lord. We love you. Thank you. Thank you, Joe. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
May that amazement, Lord, grip our lives. May it take a hold in our hearts. May our eyes see more clearly. Our hearts know more, with more sense and more feeling than we've ever felt before. That we are held in perfect love, guided in perfect peace, and that, Lord, your joy would bubble up and flow out of our mouths. That we would be a living testimony of who you are. Grace, Father, on our lives, grace.